Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11, 12, and 13. 11, 12, and 13. They read, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful." Gosh, isn't that true? "Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed." Oh, it's holding out a promise here to the Hebrews. The writer is saying, come on, it's okay. I know that you're going through difficult times, but keep your eyes, be inspired by the people of faith from the old covenant times. Look at Jesus now to be inspired and remember the things you've been through already and the fact that God has a good purpose in all of these challenges that are in your lives now, but in fact, perhaps are going to get even more difficult. There is a harvest of righteousness and peace available for those who've been trained by God's discipline. The New Testament talks about that in other places. For example, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. "Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In this, talking about the sufferings, "You greatly rejoice, though for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." How positive those verses and those promises are. And also, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted in the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you." Doesn't always feel like a blessing, and yet it is, because it proves that we are the children of God, and it means that God is at work in us, and it also means that God's promises will come to us. There will be a time, maybe now, maybe later, when we receive all the strengthening we need, and we come to see the way that God has used even the what look like negative things that are happening to us. He says, instead, so strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees. He's referring here to Isaiah 35, verses 3 and 4. "Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you." God is coming, and Christ is coming back one day. And in the meantime, we can be strengthened in our faith, strengthened in our attitude to trust God. Healing is going to come. But it's something that's for everybody. The healing will come for leaders, for people, every single member. It's something that we can have strength that we don't think we can have, because God is available. God is there to give us the strength that we need. We can overcome any despondency. The drooping hands and the weak knees will have a depressing effect on others, not just on ourselves. Let's not give in to that. Let's help one another. Healing is available. The point is that we can be strong enough now to handle the challenges now that will make us even stronger for the next challenge that comes our way. And that is why God allows disciplining effects into our lives. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 14. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type mccx into the search bar, look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.